Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Asselit Ashwanki? Okay. All right, sir. I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 24 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely vote? Probably vote 50, or will probably not vote?
Definitely votes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Fuck Trump. So the other guy.
Okay. So Joe Biden or
Biden.
Someone else? Biden. Okay. All right, sir, just for qualification purposes of the survey, what is your age?
41.
All right, sir, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And you say 41, right, or your age?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, and thinking about the, you know, your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate to slightly liberal.
Okay, so be moderate, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't only have I have them separated, you know, like moderate and very liberal,
yeah,
or somewhat liberal.
Then moderate.
Do moderate, okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? That's generally speaking.
I don't think I can answer that question.
Okay. We'll move to the next one. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. You know, some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each one, I want you to rate me from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on? Okay, you say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it's not important to you. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be protecting voting rights and democracy from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
7.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
3.
3. And improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
5.
And making college more affordable?
6.
6. Okay. Thank you. Okay, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay. Okay, and, okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Okay, I'll move to the next one. The first one is
okay.
Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
60.
60?
Yep.
Okay, what about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Also 60.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
50.
50. All right. All right, sir. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think, you know, the Food or Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important that issue is the FDA to be focused on? Okay, you say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. And 0 if it isn't important at all to you. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10.
3.
Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
7.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
Also 7.
7. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
8.
8. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. You know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
I guess it would be slightly support.
Okay, so be somewhat, right? Somewhat support?
Yeah.
Or,
correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and then do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Also, strongly support, so somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed on the ban?
I guess somewhat support.
Somewhat support, all right.
I kind of feel like the last two questions are the same question.
Okay, and regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm to the community?
Somewhat benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. Okay. All right, and when it comes to tobacco use, do you feel it's a better approach for the government to focus on its efforts on the first one says prohibition and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost, you know, prohibitive. That's the first one. The second one says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harm, smoke-free tobacco products.
The second one.
The second one. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And now I'd like to read you some things some people say, you know, could come past, you know, in the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. Okay, the first one say more dangerous products flooding in the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing or any kind. Would that be very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Could you please repeat the question?
Okay, this is about the question is that. How concerned are you about the government banning menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other additional cigarettes on the market today? An immediate loss of over $45 dollars in tax revenue across the country that help, you know, helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this?
Not very concerned.
Okay, not very concerned. All right, so be a second. All right, so then, what about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a few more minutes to go and we should be done. I really appreciate your time. Okay. I know you could be doing some other stuff. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate me each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 today, to 10. Okay, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further, you know, prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them and, you know, on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement from 0 to 10, sir?
3.
About 3, okay. All right, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, okay? And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, high cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, a large-scale public health campaigns on, you know, dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue to work rather than create a new class of criminals. Do you not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
1.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, vaping bans, you know, have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. Do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with the state?
6.
About 6, okay. All right, sir, and the last one says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights, you know, and in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Do not agree with the statement, somewhat, or strongly agree?
You said it was unreasonable for them to tell people that?
Yes, to tell adults, you know, in this country they can't smoke at all.
3. I do not agree with that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, so sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I am indifferent to it.
So would that be strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. All right. Thank you. Okay, so do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. All right.
It really feels like
right, and regardless of where you stand on this, okay, regardless of where you stand on this ban, so do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. All right, thank you. All right, so would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decision for who you vote for?
It would have very little impact.
So have no impact, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so in the last... In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like oral nicotine pouches, or yes or no?
No.
What about cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Wine?
Nope.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay, beer?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Or coffee?
Nope.
No coffee, okay. All right, sir, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay.
Technically 14.
Okay, be some college or vocational certificate, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
All right, so do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, middle class. All right, so are you as any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. All right, so then how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. All right, so then do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Really thank you and appreciate your time and your participation on this survey, okay? Thank you very much, and you have a good week.
Okay.
Take your health. Bye-bye.